Welcome back. 447, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, a regular guest on the program, Dr. Milton Wolf, board-certified diagnostic radiologist, Washington Times columnist, and, yes, the cousin of President Barack Hussein Obama. Look who's in the house, Dr. Wolf. How are you, sir?
The Washington invasion continues. How are you today, Andy?
I'm doing just fine. You have invaded Washington. Most of the time we talk on the telephone. What brings you to this grand capital of the USA?
What a great time to be here. I'll tell you, the weather here is wonderful, and yeah. You know, the cherry blossoms. But most of all, you, Andy Parks, you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's the right answer. Please have the check ready, Ann, when he walks out, okay? He said the magic words. All right, so I pick up today's Washington Times, and I see the commentary from you. What happened to my Barack Obama, or what happened to my cousin, I guess, right? The last thing I expected during this presidency was a race war, and that's sort of what we have, isn't it?
This has been just horribly disappointing for me, what we're seeing. And this, of course, with the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman shooting. And if there's anything this president should be good at, you know, he doesn't understand economics. He barely has a grasp of foreign policy. But if he understands anything, our first biracial president, who promised to be our first post-racial president, this is tailor-made for him to try to bring America together. And instead, he's dividing us. He's tearing us apart. And Americans we deserve better out of our president.
Yeah. You know, I thought that the day that he was going to address it in when he got the question in the Rose Garden, I thought he could have hit a home run. He could have said, look, you know, folks, let's step back. Let's take a look at the big picture here. Let's let the authorities do their work. As I mentioned, Ed Kelly, just a couple of minutes ago, you know, you brought it to the attention of the American people. Now let it go. You know, let's just walk down the path. But he didn't. You know, he stoked the fire. He told us to search our souls.
Yeah, he told each of us need to do a little soul searching. I guess he's right. Our country does need to do some soul searching, but not for the reasons he says. Yeah. What really saddens me is before he came into office, America, in my opinion, has been sabotaging young black men. And that continues to this day under this president. Now, our family, I'll tell you, I'm very proud of our family. And I wouldn't say that we're a terribly unique family in America, but we look like the United Nations. Mm-hmm. I mean, Native American, European, Chinese, Asian, Eastern Asian, or Eastern India, Korean, Latina. I'm probably leaving somebody out, but that's our family.
What the heck happened years ago in your family? Did they have one big party or something?
Come on down sometime. But I'll tell you, we should celebrate that fact. And instead yeah. of celebrating that fact, because there's only one country in the world where you see that, at least on a regular basis. And instead of celebrating that, for 20 years, Barack Obama sat in the pews of Jeremiah Wright's church listening to yeah. the hate filled just venom that man would spew. And, you know, let's be honest, that has an effect on someone. If you sit there faithfully for 20 years, some of it's going to rub off on you. Mm-hmm. But here was an opportunity where he could have stepped up for the country, and he didn't. And what I mean by saying that the country sabotages young black men, we force them into substandard schools that our government runs, and then we create barriers that keep them from getting employed, like a minimum wage that removes the bottom rungs of the ladder of success. And it's no wonder that so many folks feel like the American dream is out of reach.
Yeah. And they've engineered enough social programs, and we have so many problems in the black community. We have a lack of parenting that he could obviously be addressing, and he doesn't do that. And instead, he elects to, you know, come out with the comment, you know, it's time for you to search your soul over this. And it slapped a lot of people in the face. And yet, you get a group like the New Black Panthers, who stoked the flames by saying, you know, by putting out posters, you know, they had what one of them said wanted dead or alive. One of them had the actual word murder on it and a $10,000 reward. And he didn't say a thing about that. In fact, the Justice Department didn't do a thing about it, hasn't done anything on it.
It's just astounding, but maybe we shouldn't be surprised. This is the same Justice Department that looked at the Black Panthers during the 2008 election when they clearly were intimidating white voters, and the Justice Department turned the other cheek. They just didn't care about it.
Yeah, this is not the first time though that he has spoken out and caused more problems than he initially had. I mean, wasn't the what was that one you mentioned?
Professor Gates.
Yes, that's it.
Out of Harvard. And you know, if you recall, that of course launched the whole beer summit.
That's right.
And we've had no shortage of good jokes about beer summits. But if we think why it was so funny, it was because it never needed to happen, at least the way it did.
Yeah.
President Obama said, you know, we don't know what happened, but we at least know that the police officers acted stupidly.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, I'm not sure how many people use the word stupidly, but that notwithstanding, you know, he didn't know the facts of the case, and when they all came to bear, you realize, you know, that maybe the police weren't so unreasonable when a belligerent man would not identify himself, even though he was trying to get into his own home. He was trying to break into his own home,
mm-hmm.
and if somebody were trying to break into one of the homes in your neighborhood, I think you'd be glad that the police stopped them.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. In the case of Trayvon Martin, the mainstream media hasn't been a help either, have they?
Oh, my lands. This is not the media's finest hour. What NBC did when they doctored that the 911 call of George Zimmerman, and it is egregious. When George Zimmerman is saying, I see somebody who seems suspicious, they're just wandering around in the rain, I believe he said, and then the 911 operator said, what color is he? Is he white, black, Hispanic?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he looks black. And, of course, they edited all that out, said he's acting strange, he looks black.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I wonder if that's legally actionable against NBC, because that is egregious. This is not an accident. That didn't happen just because somebody was trying to save a little time in editing. No, they were purposefully trying to stir up racial hatred in the country during a criminal investigation.
Yeah, and it's interesting because they released, I don't know if you've seen the apology.
Yeah.
This is the apology, the entire apology. During our investigation, it became evident that there was an error made in the production process that we deeply regret. We will be taking the necessary steps to prevent this from happening in the future and apologize to our viewers.
Mistakes were made.
Now, here's the funny part about this, and I touched on this a little earlier in the show. This will be accepted. Everyone will say, oh, see, they apologized, they did the right thing, and it's over. Just like last week when Spike Lee apologized to the couple that he terrorized through his tweet claiming that George Zimmerman lived in that house. Okay, he apologized, there was some type of settlement, it's all gone away. Let me ask you something. Had Fox News done the same thing, what will we be talking about for the next month?
And Roseanne Barr, when she found that Spike Lee had sent the wrong address, let me just correct it for you and give the right one. But then even she gave the wrong one. She gave it to Zimmerman's parents.
Yeah, I know. It's just crazy. All right, listen, folks, if you haven't checked it out, do it today. It's in the Washington Times by Dr. Milton Wolf. It's called What Happened to My Barack Obama. By the way, you've been invited. You're in town. I mean, I'm thinking that maybe you're going down 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. See, cuz?
Surprisingly, I don't think they want me in the gates today.
Have you been there since he's been president?
We've visited since, yes, sir.
Oh, you did?
Not actually in the White House, elsewhere.
Stand out in front of the place like I do and wave. Thanks for dropping in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Andy.
Good to see you.